The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is getting ready to peel back a layer of the contaminated Red Devil Mine on the Kuskokwim River. The old mine site already holds the regrettable distinction of being the largest producer of mercury in the entire state. This next summer, biologists will try to see how much deeper the pollution runs. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
While families on the Kuskokwim might be looking forward to catching some big kings this summer, Matt Barner will be trying to catch some big bugs.
We love to see the big ones. We're really happy when we're out there working and we get a net full of big guys.
Barner will be collecting bugs in the Red Devil Creek, which runs into the Kuskokwim River. He needs about 500 to 600 of these bugs to add up to a 1 gram sample. And he needs dozens of samples to gauge the health of the water near the old mine site.
Bugs are there. They stay there until they mature to an adult, and then they fly and lay eggs, and the whole cycle starts over again. So they're really good indicators of water quality and watershed health.
Barner and other biologists will be busy trying to pinpoint sources of mercury contamination in the land and water around the old Red Devil Mine. The mine is located right on the Kuskokwim River in the Kuskokwim Mountains. It first opened in the late 1930s as a mercury mine and ran for several decades, discarding the leftover minerals near the river, says Mike McCrum.
They always process the ore on site and then just dump the tailings next to the processing facility.
Those tailings are not held in any sort of containment area, so the metals in those tailings are found in the surrounding environment. McCrum, who works on the project for the Bureau of Land Management, says those minerals are similar to ones found in the depths of the Kuskokwim Mountain Range.
The metals most commonly occur in this ore deposit are arsenic and antimony and mercury.
All can have seriously detrimental health impacts on humans and other species in the environment. The Red Devil Mine is a BLM Superfund site, meaning that no responsible party could be found to remedy the problems there, so the federal government stepped in. They say the key to a successful cleanup will be pinpointing exactly where the metals are coming from and how they are moving around. The surface layer mercury has been found on top of the tailings. This summer, biologists will dig dozens of holes to measure contamination in the subsurface. They'll also study a delta where mine developers dumped leftovers from a sluice operation right into the Kuskokwim River in the early 1970s. Preliminary studies show an elevated level of mercury in the waters nearby. The entire cleanup project involves several federal agencies. They've been hosting meetings in communities along the Kuskokwim in hopes of learning more about the site from locals. Last week, they met in Bethel. Jim Fitcher is a field manager for the Bureau of Land Management out of Anchorage. He told the audience that similar meetings had resulted in a new understanding of the mine for his team.
For example, last year one of the residents of Red Devil took Larry to a powder house location that we had never been able to, that we'd never located or mapped out. And so we were able to clean up that site because of that local knowledge.
The cleanup effort is many years old, but over the next few years, project leaders will develop a comprehensive plan for a final cleanup and years of monitoring. McCrum says that plan will be hashed out over the next 3 years, but now is the time to bring everything to the table.
And if you think that we're missing something that we ought to be looking at, we'd like to hear about that as well.
The BLM held another meeting in Queefluck last week. They will hold future meetings in Red Devil and even Anchorage later this spring. For KYUK, I'm Shane Iverson.